T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dexter's coming in. Adam, I'm driving my kids to school to eliminate another place of exposure to COVID. School keeps the grades separate at lunch and homeroom, so I'll keep them separate in the carpool lane, which, by the way, is an insane 20 minutes of my morning and afternoon. Keep those texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Changes in your morning routine because of bus driver shortages or bus driver pay shortages, as another texter points out. We keep hearing about COVID boosters. Will a COVID booster shot be necessary? And there's some disagreement at the FDA, which led to kind of a shakeup there. We bring in Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare. Dr. Hilden, my first question is this. Do you get a lot of questions about people wanting that COVID booster shot, that third shot? And have you, as far as you know, administered many of those?
Hi, Adam, and indeed we do. People are asking about the boosters more than almost any other topic around COVID right now. And it's understandable because it's not clear what the right answer is. And guys like me get on and talk, but we don't have all the right answers. And so that's how science works. It kind of it takes a zigzaggy route to our answers. And the deal on the boosters is that it is probably true that a booster will give some more protection. But it is also true that the original vaccines that everybody got, regardless of which of the three you got, including Johnson & Johnson, those have great protection against what they were intended to do, that being preventing serious illness, hospitalization, and death. And they all do that really, really well. So the question becomes, does that little extra protection of the booster shot even matter? And would we be better off spending all of our time and money and energy on getting everybody that first set of shots in this country and around the world? So that's why there's some disagreement about it. I think it is true that people who have immunocompromised conditions, like if you are a cancer patient, for instance, or you take some medications that compromise your immune system, you should probably receive a booster. In fact, you could get that now. If you're a much older adult or living in an assisted living or nursing home, you should probably get a booster. The jury's out for the rest of us, though.
That's clearly something that people should be talking to their own personal doctor about. Is this something, you know, when we look to the future and we've heard stories saying, you know, COVID's going to be here forever and it's just kind of like the flu about how you're going to manage it with getting maybe a shot every year. Is that how you see this playing out, that at some point in the future we'll be getting a vaccine every year?
I think it'll be something along those lines, Adam. You know, remember about a year ago, we were all talking about that magical herd immunity threshold. When are we going to hit herd immunity?
Right.
You know, because theoretically that's possible. If enough of us are safe from this virus, it will go away. But we're probably never going to reach herd immunity for a few reasons. One, the virus simply changed too rapidly for us to stay on top of it. It's just mutating and changing. That's number one. Number two, it is highly transmissible. And something that is that transmissible, it doesn't matter if 100% of or 90% of Minneapolis is vaccinated if 90% of Des Moines not vaccinated. So we need everybody. So it changes rapidly, it's transmissible, and probably the most important reason of all, we're never going to get enough people to get the shot. They're just too reluctant to do it. So herd immunity is probably not, it's theoretically possible, but realistically probably not. This thing's going to be around for all of our lifetimes at some low level where some people get little outbreaks and they do get sick, and yes, some people will die, but most of us we'll probably have a reasonably normal relationship with coronavirus. It won't be a thing we think about that much. And yeah, there probably will be some booster shots for all of us in the future.
On the booster shot, let's say I received the Moderna vaccination. Do I need to get a Moderna booster shot, or could I get a Pfizer booster shot?
It's looking like you should get the one that you got initially, regardless of which of the three you got. There is some talk about giving a different one than the original one, but the data just aren't there yet for that one. So right now, you'll likely get the same one you got before.
One question for you here, too. We saw rising hospitalization rates, filling ICUs. Give us an update on your hospital and what you're hearing about other hospitals in the state.
Most every hospital in our state is full. Our ICUs are simply full. We spend many hours of every single day strategizing about how to move patients around, sort of like we're moving chess pieces. It's a relatively serious situation in Minnesota. It's not as bad as Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, where a patient had to look for 43 hospitals before eventually dying for lack of a hospital. But we're not that bad here. But it is a pretty rough situation in Minnesota. So everybody get your vaccine and stay safe out there.
Rough situation, but is it stabilizing?
It is stable, Adam. That's a good point. And we will have a bed for you if you come to a Minnesota hospital. We're being very good at figuring that out. So we will have a bed for you. Go to the hospital if you are sick. It is stabilizing. We're hopeful for maybe it'll lessen in the next few weeks. There is a great deal of room for optimism on that.
Dr. David Hilden with Hennepin Health. Thank you, Dr. Hilden. We appreciate the time, as always. 727 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.